This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City wants to put private housing and private businesses mixed in with public housing to raise money for public housing and to create jobs for residents. From time to time here, we check in with Ariel Cohen, editor-in-chief of the publication Next City, about cities as policy laboratories.
New York City is moving forward where they will be building a mix of affordable and market rate housing on land owned by the New York City Housing Authority, NYCHA. They're hoping that the plan will net between $400 million and $800 million by 2025. They have been suffering from disinvestment, a federal drop in support. So this is a way for NYCHA to support their aging housing stock.
All right, so there's the money that would come in, but what? There's also an economic development angle here. I think the hope is that people who live in the public housing projects might find some work.
They're hoping that with all the new construction and the new residents that will be joining these neighborhoods, there will be new opportunities for public housing residents, you know, in the construction and also in retail or restaurants that may open in these communities.
So that's the plan, but you've been looking at some of the data.
It's interesting. The city recently commissioned a study how people living in public housing in gentrifying neighborhoods, in persistently low-income neighborhoods, and in wealthier neighborhoods were doing. Concurrently, some independent researchers working out of City University of New York did a very similar study. And both studies found that public housing residents don't necessarily find more jobs in communities that are wealthier or gentrifying.
What I'm hearing is when it comes to construction jobs, often those construction jobs come from elsewhere. When they do the hiring at a local business, it might not be from people who are living in the public housing.
And interestingly, when public housing is built, those construction projects are mandated by federal law to hire a certain number of public housing residents. Because these new development will actually be done by private entities, those private companies actually have no lawful commitment to hiring public housing residents.
Ariella Cohen is editor-in-chief of the online publication Next City. Just put .org after that and you'll spot it. Ariella, thank you.
Thank you so much.
The piece in Next City is titled, New York Wants to Close the Gap Between Public Housing Residents and Wall Street Bankers.